For the delight of Israel is in Almighty Yahweh. As we gather here on this Shabbaton, this Shabbat, unto our Abba, we come in the most precious name of Yahshua the Lamb, the Tikvah of Israel. We prepare our minds and our levim to worship, to intercede, Almighty Yah, that we may hear from Hashem I Am by the certain sound of the shofar. We prepare ourselves for the battle. In the power of your HaMashiach, Yahshua the Lamb. We do take great delight in this Shabbaton, this rest, this Shafat, this rest of our Abba. We come boldly before your throne to worship you, Almighty Yahweh. We pray that you will strengthen us all, those that are listening by the live stream. Whatever circumstance or situation, the trial that they are combating in this hour, we pray your liberty in Yahshua to make them free. We know whom the Son makes free is free indeed. And so we pray for Israel, they may walk in your freedom by the power of your counsel, Yahshua the Lamb. We told you this day, Yah. We know that you are in the midst of this gathering, this fellowship today. We barak you in the precious name of Yahshua the Lamb. Hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, you must hear this today, for Yah speaks to you. Shalom. You may be seated. For I certainly delight in the riches of my Abba, Almighty Yah. What he has granted unto Israel, that he has opened the eyes of the blinded, that we were blinded without the vision of heaven. We cannot see the things of Almighty Yah, and until our eyes were anointed with the eye salve of Yahshua, only then can we see. And that's why there are many of us that are walking with our conscience seared and darkened by the corruption of our own sins of defying the Torah of Yah. It is one thing that Shaitan has done a magnificent job in his approach to Israel. He deals with the sensual emotionalism of a dysfunctional people. They were dysfunctional. That raised up every kind of idol, every kind of gods that was unimaginable. And so he plays on the dysfunctionality of a people whose mind is not governed by the Torah of Almighty Yah. And they walk in their iniquitous ways, a Torah less way, that it is not according to the pattern of the Torah. And everything that we see in life, it is a pattern. The Torah is a pattern unto man to please Yah. There's a pattern in our birth as human beings, childhood, puberty, growing up to the maturation of a full-grown man or full-grown woman. And so when you began to maturate, you put away the things that were childish that you did when you were childlike. So it is in the spiritual realm. You put away the childlike attributes. You began to ascertain unto the stronger elements of attributes that come by eating the full stay of breads and the meats. We must eat the body of Yeshua. If you do not eat the body and drink the dam, then you will always be an immature individual that can never understand the depth of the qualities of Yah and the essentials of His beauty. And that is what Yah has always tried to express unto Yisrael, the essentials of His beauty. Well, what is beauty? It is the aggregate qualities of one, of Almighty Yah that He possesses. That it brings about a great pleasure. It brings about a sensual pleasure. It brings about a quality of refreshing. Because it is His ornaments that we see and that we delight in. And they cause our conscience, our minds to be refreshed. Our ruach to be refreshed. Because the beauty of Yah, there is nothing like the beauty of Almighty Yah. His beauty is beyond the expressive terminologies of men. And so the only way we can sense the beauty of Yah is that we see the power of His HaMashiach, His ornament in the lives of Yisrael. Now what Shaitan has done, he has substituted that in our lives. And so there is no quality of beauty today to be found. Of the world, what it calls beauty, it is a false facade. It has nothing to do with the beauty of Yah. Because the beauty of Yah begins with the training of the mind. When the mind is conformed to the Torah, the disciplines, the instructions of Yah, you begin to sense the ornaments or the beauty of that individual. Because when you're in their presence, it causes you to have great pleasure. You delight, it assures you and reassures you. It causes your love to take great pleasure in that. Now, if that is the case of Yah, if He accentuate these qualities, these aggregates, then when we come into the presence of our Abba, then why is not there's a great pleasure or a sense of pleasure, that there's a soothing and a comforting of Yah. There's a reason why. Because the beauty of this generation, it is not of the ornaments of Yah. The ornaments are false. They are superficial. And they have not come from the bosom of Almighty Yahweh. And we find a generation that is trying to present themselves or to convey a beauty that is corrupt. It is vile. It does not create this euphoric, this happiness, this joy, even with those that they are associated with, husband, wife, husband, children, son, daughters. It does not create that. When there is a beauty about a child, it causes the delight of the parents and the light of their conscience to shine in a way that illuminates their inward parts, cause their love to be filled with fatness of rejoicing, because they see the ornaments of beauty upon the child. We don't find the ornaments of beauty upon Israel today. And the beauty of Yah has many facets. It has many interesting facets about His beauty. Now the reason we don't know much, because We are not ecstatic when we come to the presence of Yah. It's almost in this area, a young man sees a woman sees a young man, and there are qualities about them that cause them to want to know about that one. And so they will go through whatever avenue it takes to find out their names. You all can sit in your hypocrisy, but it is the truth. They want to know where they live, their telephone number. They will inquire of friends who have friends that know him or her. Am I right on that, Mother Dodah? And so they will go through the extremes to get the information on that one. And the more they find out about them, the more it delights them. The more it gives them comfort of security in knowing that there's a possibility. Well, the enemy has blinded the minds of Israel that we are not seeking after the kingdom beauty of Yah. And because of that, we don't take great pleasure in what he speaks to us because it's not according to our acceptance. We don't accept what he say unto us. What he says to us, it is not accepted. And so we don't sense his beauty. And it's one thing about the innate qualities of his beauty, that when we understand that, we want to be covered with that beauty. We want that beauty to envelop us. We want that beauty to fill us, and that we array in the beauty of Almighty Yah. Hallelujah. It's like a parent dressing up the little daughter, and she realized that what she has on in her own determination is beautiful. And so she shows the parents what she looked like in her little dress, and the parents, their eyes light up. It caused their hearts to just have this great warmth because she accentuates the beauty of the ornaments that are upon her. What are the ornaments upon Israel? It is a dismal shame because it is not the ornaments of Almighty Yah. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, I'm not here to appease us in any of our facets of life. I'm here to defend the message of Yahshua HaMashiach, the power and the light, the Yoshak of Yah. And if it tear down your little putrefied whorehouse, then bless Yah for that. I'm not here to substantiate your rebelliousness, your wickedness, your vile demeanor, your immature, habitual actions. I'm not here to do that. If you're looking for that, you better find some kind of soothsayer, or one that will prophesy smooth things unto you. I will prophesy the Sadiqah, the righteous things of Yah unto you. And the reason we don't accentuate the beauty of Yah and the ornaments of his beauty, that they are manifested in certain qualities, aggregates of our lives in abundance, is because we cannot hear what Yah says unto us. We're speaking to our own corrupt minds, and what speaks to our minds and what feed our minds is not according to the Torah of Yahweh. Do you not know that he elected Israel to make them of the same essentials of his beauty? And that when men would see us, they will see the beauty of Yah. And then they will ask us the question, what is the reason of this tikvah, this hope that you have in us? And what men see today, they see this degenerate operation of a vile manifestation of flesh. It has no disciplines of the Torah, the mitzvah, the instructions of Yah. And you see this putrefied glob of wicked flesh that serenades itself as beauty. It's not beautiful. You can put on all the earrings you want to. You can spray yourself with the colognes and the perfumes. That doesn't make you beautiful. You can dress in your Leslie Faze and your gator shoes and your gator boots. That still does not make you beautiful. You can wear the $500 suits. It means nothing to Yah. There's a beauty that ought to accentuate Israel, that even in our most trying opposition, that when we see the presence of HaMashiach in the presence of one another, it will cause this quality to rise, and the pleasure of knowing Yahweh to rise up in our inward parts. It will cause a great rejoicing of this wonderful delight. It will cause the ruach of the spirit of the mind and the love to come alive. We look like a dead people. We look like a dead people. No liveliness. Beauty always sparkle the eyes. You see some of the majesty of the beauty of Yah, the mountain, the snow-capped mountains in the summertime. You see trees and birds and the beauty of His creation. It causes a sparkle in one's eyes. Hallelujah. And the reason you can't see that, because there is something in your life. It is not someone else's life. It is something in your life that is impeding you or inhibiting you from seeing the beauty of Yah. And that's why we cannot see it. We must see what Yah intends for us to see. His beauty caused the mind to be exalted and elevated above this carnal and fleshly type of judgment. It caused the mind to be elevated to a spiritual judgment. And that judgment began at the house. It begins in one's mind. It begins with an introspective search by the Ruach, the Spirit of Yah, to see if everything in you is right or there are things in you that are wrong. You can find what's wrong with me, but you better find what's wrong with you, my friend. You better know what's wrong in your life. Hallelujah. You will know you will do not have the beauty of Yah. Because if you have the beauty of Yah, then the countenance would be brimming with life. I say that again. Your countenance would brim with life. And life flows. And your mind is alive. Your love is alive. You don't know the beauty of Yah. And there is something that's impeding you. Well, it's Pastor Roberts, lies from hell. I said to Elder Martin, I will read a verse, two verses, or two of the Ketveh. And I want everyone you all to judge me by that. And if I do not fulfill that, flee and run today. If you don't, you're a fool. You're not even a fool. I will proceed. Whether you delight in it or not, it will not impede me. Nor will it slow my approach. Because as the old tradition would say, I'm fighting for my life. I'm in the battle of life. You can take it lightly. You can think that you're going to continue in your rebellious, wicked ways. Yah's not pleased with that. Because He has given us the comfort of His living truth, His Torah, Yahshua. And a fool will deny that. That's why you stay in your conditions. Because we don't consider Yahshua that endured such contradiction as sinners. And you get so weary in your mind and you faint. Because you never consider anyone but your own damnable, wicked lust. Your own greed and your own exaltation. You never esteem others. You never lift them up. You never raise them up. It's all about you. Well, it's not about you, my friend. It's about the whole house of Israel. And you're a fool if you think it's all about you. It's about Yah. Hallelujah. For He is the one that provides unto Israel. What has impeded us to see the beauty of Yah among one another? You do not have the Sodit Torah of Yah working in you. Yah says to Israel as He spoke by the mouth of Moshe in Dibarim, Deuteronomy, chapter 26. And this is the profound covenant that Yah made with Israel. He had a people that He looked at. And He made a brit. And a brit is the beginning of life in anyone. And when you have the true covenant of Yah in you, there is life. And that's what beauty does. One of the essentials or the aggregates of beauty, it is life. Nothing looks beautiful dead. You look at a dead tree, it doesn't look beautiful. You look at a dead animal, you're going to look at a dead body, it is not beautiful. But when you find something that is lively, you look at the lamb in the field today. And their action and the way they prance and the way they jump and the way they kick their little legs. There's such a beauty to that. You look at the flowers that the sisters planted and you can see the petals. And each one has a beauty to it. That it causes the eyes to be attracted and it lightens the mind. And it causes you to think different because you're looking at something that is very attractive. That's very beautiful. And you know it has life. There's a fragrance. There's a savor that comes out of it. When something is dead, there's a stench. There's a vile odor. It stinks. It does not satisfy the nostrils. It does not satisfy the larva. It caused you to despise it. And I despise that about the people of Yah. I despise it. I don't care who you are. I despise it. Why? Because it is time that we eat the meat. We should have been eating the meat of Yah. We should have been strong. We should have been warriors ready for the battle. And now I find a putrefied, weak-minded people that possess not the aggregates of Yah. Because you allow your emotions to play. We allow the emotions to play more than we allow the commands of Yah to shape and to form our minds. Moshe says in Deuteronomy 26, verse 18, and Yahweh has avouched, he has caused you this day, Israel, to be a zugula, a peculiar, a people of treasure. That is what the people of Yah is. It is a zugula. When you look at a gem, you tell me that a 20 carat diamond or a 300 carat diamond, it shows or resonates the same brilliancy as a 2 carat one. It's totally different. And even looking at a stone like that, when the light is reflected, it causes the mind to wander. It causes it to come alive. Sure does, brothers and sisters. We are the sugula. We are the treasure. We are a shining treasure of Almighty Yah. We are the gems. We are the jewels of Yah that He has elected a people to be His gem, to make up His diadem, His crown, to make up His beauty, or to show the power of His beauty. We're full of stench and wickedness and uncleanliness. We are peculiar, a sugula people. As Yahweh has promised you, and that you should keep His mitzvah. Now that is the ornament, or that is one of the essentials of our treasure, that we keep the commandments of Yahweh. If anyone says that they love Yah and keep not His commandments, then that one is a liar. He said, you are a sugula, you are a peculiar people, and your peculiarity will be that you keep the mitzvah of Almighty Yahweh. Now that is what makes Israel peculiar, because they keep the commandments, the mitzvah. We don't act like the world. We don't try to accentuate the beauty of the world. Because the beauty of Israel is greater than the physical attraction of the eyes. It enlightens the inward parts. It brings the nefesh, the whole mind, alive. The beauty of the world will arouse the flesh and arouse certain attributes of the flesh. But it doesn't bring a man alive. It does not. It is the beauty of Yah that brings us alive, to cause our minds to come alive and to be lively, because we're looking at something so astonishing, so beautiful, we marvel at it. And there are bugs that I look at them and I marvel at their ability and their create form. It cannot come from man. It had to come from one that is mightier than man. Hallelujah. You look at the birds and you can see the beauty. It's one thing that I love to do is walk out over here by the martin's nest. And they will let you get close. You just don't thrust yourself upon them. But you literally can get under their nest. And I watch the beauty of them and their color, the brilliancy and the brightness and the sheen of their color. It is a liveliness about them. Those flowers in the beds, they're lively, they're beautiful. The petals are on the fruit trees, you can see the liveliness of it, the ornaments of it. And so what the world tells you, you dress in your Leslie Fay or your Pierre Cardin suit, your alligator shoes, man, and that's a beauty. It is not a beauty. We must have on the cloak of Sadiqa, the helmet of the salvation. Your shoe is our head. Our feet are shod with this message of the Shalom of Yah. Our feet run to and fro in houses of folly and foolishness and sinful practices and wicked ways. It doesn't run to the bite of Yah. That our minds will come alive and our purpose will be a lively purpose. And that's why, because we sense the beauty of Yah. He said that you are a segula, a peculiar people unto me. If you keep my mitzvah, you must keep the commands of Yah. You must do what he instructs you. There's nothing that caused the beauty of a child to be recognized from the parents, is that when the children obey the instructions, the musha of the parents. And that is what caused their love to delight, because they are obedient. They're walking in the discipline that they have been instructed to walk in. And so it is with Almighty Yahweh. He says, you are segula people, I've called you, and he promised you that you should keep kol all his mitzvah. We don't keep some of them, brothers and sisters. We keep all the mitzvah of Yah. And they're hinged upon the two pillars of strength, to love him with all, and to love your neighbor as yourself. When you love your neighbor, if you have aught against your brother, your sister, you will go and get it right. If there's a perception, an opinion, a judgment that based upon your emotions that will damn you into hell, you better get it right. It must be done according to scripture. And in this little juvenile, immature world that we live in today, that is the predominant power that rule in the minds of men and women today. It's a cowardice generation. They don't have enough of the Ruach of Yah to be honest and to have integrity. Don't ask me a question and don't expect me to be honest. You should always be honest. Tell the truth. You don't want someone to know, you can say, not at this time, please. He says in verse 19. He says, and to make you high, Elyon. Now that's what Yahweh says. You don't make yourself high. Yah says to make you high, Elyon, above some nations. Above Kol, all nation, all people. And Israel is high above all people. I don't care what the color of their skin or what their contributions they may perceive are. He said to make you Elyon, Elyon, Elyon high, Elyon, Elyon high. Above not some, but all nations, which he has made. He made all nations, what? In praises, and in name or honor, and in beauty. Tiferah. In beauty. Tiferah. That is one of the aspects of his beauty, that it is one that causes the ornaments of Yah to shine forth. Tiferah. He said, to make you excellent in beauty. Now, is that what the word of Yah says? To make us, he is to make us in honor and in beauty. And that you may be a kadosh people to Yahweh, your Abba, as he has spoken. So where's the beauty of Yah? Where is Yah's beauty among Israel? He said, that should be an ornament of beauty. And what we see today, and I will show you what we see today, is not the ornament. It's the tefillah. It is not that today. It is a false, superficial thing that we think is beautiful. I don't care about your grinning and your teeth showing. That is not the beauty of Yah. I don't care about that. That's what the hypocrite does. Grin and smile. And destroy you. You can tell the beauty of one in their expression, their words. Their faithfulness, their honesty, their integrity. You can tell that. It assures one. It brings life to you. It brings light in you. It brings the power of HaMashiach, and the will of Yah will be expressed. You will know that. Hallelujah. It's time out. We that are more mature supposed to be. And yet we cannot counsel the young ones, and they cannot see the light of our lives. And they ought to be. You ought to let your light so shine, should you not? That men may see the power of the works of Yah. Come on, don't sit here like hypocrites on me. We should let our light so shine. Our light. And I know a dark light from a light that's shining. The brothers put the lights in other day. It's kind of a rickety circumstance that they were up on the pole. We poured concrete nearly 50 yards here on Thursday. And it was an urgent task as we leave it. And so after all of that, Brother Patrick and Brother Christopher, we were walking down the road. And it was somewhat dark. And Brother Allen. And they had labored to get the lights in. They were on that scaffold. And when he saw the light, both of them, they said, "Hallelujah, oh praise Yah, for light bulb? Just the light?" That's what light does. It brings out an excitement. They saw that the light was on because they had called Brother Allen and said that the light came on and it went off. And he explained to them that it has to reach a certain temperature. It will come on. It's all right. And so when they saw the light on, I tell you all the time, brothers and sisters, I see everything that I need to see. You understand? Well, that may be immaterial to you, but it's not. It is of great importance of the metaphor of what you must understand today. And yet it caused our Brother Patrick to smile, Brother Christopher, just over a light. That's what the beauty of light does. And that's what light is. It emanates a beauty not like darkness. Darkness is something that every kind of vile thing inhabits. And that's its place of dwelling, its domain. When your mind is dark and not gonna by the Torah of Yah, then every kind of dark, vile thing it is creep into your thought. You'll be ill against your brothers and your sisters. You'll be ill against the man of Yah. You will speak villainy. You will speak vile. I'm telling you the truth. Oh, I will get to that verse where I want you all to judge me. And I want you to judge me with the mind of one that judges severely. I want that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's what the light does. It causes this light or life. That's the beauty of Yah. That little light shone in the midst of the darkness. It emanated the beauty from my brother's face and the expression. Hallelujah. And that is what the light of Yahshua, he is the light of the world, isn't he? Does he dwell in us? Then what has caused that light of Yahshua to go out? We should let our light so shine that men may see the power of Yah in us. And then they will honor Yah because of our light. I don't care what the opposition is. I don't care who your enemy is. If you perceive your brother or your sister is your enemy, you let the light of Yah shine. And they will break down in repentance because of your own wickedness, your own self-righteous, filthy, minister rag that is worth nothing. And you clothe yourself in your own blood of your minister force. It is not the dumb of Yahshua, because the dumb of Yahshua cleanses, it washes, and it purifies, and it renews the visage of one. I know when someone is walking in the darkness of their polluted mind, and that's why I just don't touch you. And I will not just touch you all. I don't care who you are. These brothers know that when I perceive something that's wrong, I will not allow them to hug me. Hallelujah. And they can testify to that. I say, not now. You're not going to hug me. Hallelujah. Because I'm not going to just lay hands suddenly on you. Hallelujah. I prefer you not even doing that. Just go on your way. Because I'm here to tear your whole house down. You're prostituting yourself. It's not the beauty of Yah. Well, what is it? Well, I'll tell you what it is. We are a generation that think that we know and we know nothing. We think we have a knowledge and you have nothing. You spend no time in Scripture. And that you that spend time, you think you got the answer to everything. You were brought up in a sadistic, we all religious facet. We were self-righteous because we gave $20 this week and we watched the one beside us give $5. And that justified us as though that we had something. And we had a new car. We had a nice little house. And so that propelled us as though that we were the seed of Israel. You were just a flat out wicked thing. And so the people of Israel, as we were reminded, as Deacon Benny spoke to us on last year during Tabernacle, that they had come out of Mizraim, but they brought a lot of Mizraim with them. They brought a lot of Egypt's trash. They brought a lot of that pagan religion and idolatry from Egypt. They brought that with them.
You understand? And that's what you have done.
Come on, I don't want to act like I did yesterday.
You ought to maturate every day, every hour. Not to be a maturity. Hallelujah.
And then when someone sees your beauty, even though in their dismal state, it will cause them to come alive. What you do, you bring a dismal state because you don't have the beauty of Yah, and then they're dismal. And you got two dismal people walking, you see no light, you look at them. Come on, brothers and sisters, you've never looked at someone and see the spree of their walk, their attitude, and their, don't you see the light? Can you not look at someone and see darkness emanating around them? I can. I judge. I'm a spiritual man. I am. And I judge all things. I judge every situation. Hallelujah. There's a reason why. We have this mind. Yeshua speaks of it in Matthew 23:27. We have this mind that tries to intellectually decipher the things of Yah. It doesn't work that way. He says unto us, woe to you, you scribes, you ones that think you have the excellence of the knowledge of Yah, and you Pharisees. Well, no one is going to tell me I'm going to do what Yah says. Yah is speaking to me. Lies, he is not speaking to you. He speaks to Israel by the mouth of Yeshua. And if you're not under the covenant or the bread or the authority of Yeshua, then you ought to praise. Woman, you can never say that Yah unless you submit unto the authority of the head. You have nothing at all. Don't tell me Yah's instructing you. It's your own diabolical, wicked ways and your sinful mind that's instructing you. Did he send Moshe to instruct Israel? Was this the man that spoke? That is the whole thing through scripture. And this wicked Isabel, that's the spirit of Jezebel. Naboth, take his house. Take his vineyard. The wickedness. Yah's not talking to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know the feet of those that declare this message of Shalom, this Bezorah, the scripture says how beautiful are their feet. Their feet are beautiful. It's amazing in this world that we sit here and those that were part of this and have left. And yet even in my immaturity and my ignorance, even things that were poured out from this man of Yah, that enhanced their lives, it altered their lives, it changed their perspective. And yet they come against me. There you in here that Yah has blessed, even the words have blessed your life and enriched you. And then you allow the enemy to even allow your mind to think diametrically against the man of God. You are as weak as duck's water. You are unstable in all your ways. That's what we do to Yeshua. All he's done for you, he has died on that stake. The blood has poured from Calvary. And all of your wickedness. And all the shame that you bring to Yah. And yet we forget him. We deny him. That's not a stable mind to me. That's not a mind I want to trust in. That's not a mind that's willing to go to the battle for what is right. Because you will be down to criticize the world, say, well, Pastor, well, he did that, he did that. Tell me about your damnable sins, your wicked ways. Hallelujah. Tell me about your vile conduct. Oh, I don't justify nothing with David Roberts. I justify him. The dam of Yeshua is enough for me. Hallelujah. And I'm glad to have a preacher. I can hear myself preach. I can hear the brothers preach. And it reinforces what Yah speaks to me. You cannot even have the power of his emunah unless there's a man that preaches. You don't even believe what you think that he's saying to you because you can't do it. Because if you could do it, you would do it. You cannot even perform it. That's why he raises up men to declare unto you the power of this emunah. He says, woe to you scribes and Pharisees. He calls them hypocrites. Hanif. Hanif. And that is one that is Torah lustness. They have not the power of Torah. He says, woe unto you, Hanif. You hypocrites. For you are like the whited sepulchres. You look all rosy on the outside. You got this false grin and this false smile. I will, my brother. Hallelujah. It's almost dwelling in your house, we that are married. I would be a wicked man to treat my wife like hell.
and then go out and make sure the path is swept for Mother Frances. I will be a wicked dog out of hell. And she is on the same par. If she speaks to me and disregard me, she's hard against me and goes out and give Queen a kiss. What a damnable hypocrite. I will not even allow that spirit in my house. I will not allow my wife to speak or talk to me anyway. She doesn't do it. And that's the truth. I will not allow it. She's not going to talk to me anyway. Get upset with me. Queen asks her for that. She gives it to her. Ask her. She gets nutty. I will not allow that. She doesn't mind doing this for that sister. Sister, can you do this for me? Well, Pastor Roberts, come on, sister. He said, woe unto you, scribes and you Pharisees. He says, you hanif, you hypocrites, you Torahlessness. You have not the power of the Torah. He said, for you are like the whitest sepulchres. You look nice. Shoes shine. I like my shoes shining. I don't think there's any other brother in here besides Brother James. The shine here is probably with a greater shine than mine. I like my shoes to be shined. I like the soles to be dressed. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I never put on a pair of shoes unless they're shined and I dress the soles on them. That's what Yah does. Hallelujah. That's what He does. He dresses us every day. He wakes us up and dresses us. He says, you look like the whitest sepulchres. You go to these dead places. You see their mausoleums and they're whited and they look monstrophagous, don't they? But the wicked lie there. So you look right, you look white, but you're full of wickedness. You're full of wickedness. He said, you're white as a sepulcher, sir. Which indeed you appear beautiful outwardly. You appear to be beautiful, Noam. And that is a quality of beauty that only accentuate Yah. It's Noam. He said, you appear to be beautiful outwardly. Got the ornaments, got their pictures of their Christos, got their pictures of the Last Supper on there, all of that on these mausoleums and these sepulchres. He said, you appear to be beautiful outwardly. He said, but you are full of dead men bones, and of all uncleanness. That's what you're full of. And if something is full of uncleanness, does it stink? If it's rotting, does it stink? That which is rotting in the outward side cannot emanate a liveliness from that of the visual perception. So when one is rotten to the core, they do not emanate in the expressions a liveliness. Their words are dead. Their words have no life because they're from a gut of death. What Yahshua speaks us, He said, the words I speak unto you, they're ruach and they're life. Why? Because He's the living power of the Torah of Yah. And if one is full of hypocrisy, they have no living Torah in them. Yahshua is not in them.
It makes no difference how you receive it.
It's going to take something greater than this for us to enter into the kingdom. If you think you're going to serenade him with your hypocrisy, you're wrong. He said, you appear. Your appearance is, religious looking. You're pious looking. You appear to be right. Oh, bless you, sis. Oh, bless you, pastor. Oh, man of Yah. And yet within you're full of dead men bones. You're full of all uncleanness. And it comes out of the vowels of your mouth, of your actions and your deeds. That's what comes out. So you can speak anyway. You can speak against her. And your mouth has no control. It's full of folly and stench.
I intend to cut, to destroy, to bring down, to bring it down to the rubbles of hell. And then only can we allow the beauty of Yah to build us up and to restore us. Hallelujah. He said, you appear to be beautiful outwardly, but inside you're full of dead men bones. And not some. I can see if he said you had some uncleanliness there. And you must understand, brothers and sisters, when a corpse dies, ceases to live, in that place, there are all kinds of diseases there with that old rotten body. And that is what he categorized Yahshua, the hypocrite, as the hanif, as that. Not having the beauty of Yah, having not the power of this Torah. He gave them the Torah, his mitzvah, to emanate a beauty of his character.
And the mitzvah are ornaments of Yah. So you appear that way. You put on your finest dress, your finest suit. You come to the whole house, the house of Yah, and yet you do not accentuate the beauty of Yahshua. You despise His beauty. It's not a beauty that attracts you, because you're full of death. You're full of all uncleanness, not some uncleanness. We're full of all uncleanness, because the dead body or the so dead, putrefied body of ours, we're trying to resurrect it, but there's no life in it. There's no beauty to it. Hallelujah. I don't care what we think physically we appear to be to ourselves, there is no beauty to it. It stinks. It fails you. It rots. Hallelujah. We need the mind of Yahshua. Verse 28 of the same chapter. He said, even so, you also outwardly appear to be Sadiq. You look like you're right. Oh, Barak, you my sister. Ah, my brother. You appear outwardly to be right. You look all pristine. Oh, I love you, sister. Oh, brother, come here. Oh, my brother, I love you. You appear outwardly right. You have all the manifestations of one appearing to have the beauty of Yah. But see, it's a false beauty. It's not based upon Torah. Oh, I'm going to get to the depths of this, whether you appreciate it or not. I do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But when Yahweh gives me something at the last moment, I know it is directly from Him. It's not by my studying. It's from the Abba. So you appear outwardly to be Sadiq to men. And that's the way we appear among each other. Hallelujah. It's something that we have this amnesia that we all are suffering for something, isn't it? What our sins are revealed is always someone is persecuting you. No, you're suffering for your damnable sins. Man, wicked woman, wicked man. You're not suffering for the Sadiq sake of Yah. You endure because of your failures to be obedient, to Shemach, to hear Yah. So outwardly we look all nice, don't we? Pristine. Like we got something, we have nothing. He said, but within you are full of hypocrisy, hanif, and iniquity. See, that iniquity lets me know that you are without the Torah, Mishra, of the guidance of Almighty Yah. He said, within you are full. If something is full, can you get anything else in it? You can't get nothing in it. You got to empty that wickedness out of you, my friend. How does Yah do by His judgment? He judged you today. Hallelujah. He shows you some mercy that He has allowed you to live. And by His truth is an iniquity purge. You sit and you harden your love against Yah by mercy and truth is iniquity purge. He shows you mercy. And all of your walk in your days, you walk full of hypocrisy and full of iniquity. You did not abide in the Torah. Your mind was not shaped or enhanced by the living Torah. You better get it right. We're coming to the season in a few days. You cannot come. I'm telling you, I warn you all. You can take it lightly all you want to, hypocrite. A hypocrite is one that is Torah-lessness. There's no power of Torah in them. There's no acknowledging of Torah. There's no delight in Torah. That is what a hypocrite is. Hallelujah. They appear to love you, and yet they will scar you, your character, your name. That's wicked. And they're so brazen, they don't care who they say it to either. Yah tells us not to speak against dignities, those that He has raised up. And we are fools. Well, you call Mr. Bush a booger eater, I'll call him that, and he's a wicked man. But I'll let him go the way that Yah has charted his path. For the heart of the Melech, the king, is in the hands of Yah. So I bless Mr. Bush. That's why he says for us to pray for them. I bless Mr. Bush. Toda Yah for him. Toda Yah for Barack Obama. Toda Yah for John McCain. Toda Yah for Miss Clinton. Hallelujah. Toda Yah for them all. I want the right one in there, Yah. If it's Miss Clinton, please put her there. He ordains and he orders. He said, you're full of hypocrisy and you are full of iniquity. You're full of honeth and iniquity. You have no power of the Torah. You have no light of his beauty. None whatsoever. It is an outward appearance. It is your falsified smile and grin that doesn't even produce life at all. Hallelujah. There's one thing about the assurance of a genuine smile. Can you not tell when someone smiles phony or real? Hallelujah. Can you not tell a smile when it's one of disgust? Hallelujah. I told her, my brother, it is truth. And I hate that. Yah hates it too. Because it is the nature of a hypocrite. Eob, Yah says here in Eob, Job 15:34. He says this is the ultimate end of the hypocrite. The Hanif. He says in Eob 15:34, for the congregation of Hanif, hypocrites, shall be desolate. Do you understand what something is desolate is? It is without any life or fruit in it. And that's why the Hanif, the hypocrites, like to congregate together. Because they're desolate. They look dark. There's no life in them. You never seen a group of people together. You look at them and there's nothing that you can see emanate from them that will excite you. And then there are those you see together and you just get excited even though you don't know what they're talking about, what they're doing. It excites you. You never seen that? You never experienced that? Well, I have. And there are those who you see together, you say, boy, death. You're nothing, you know. He says, woe for the congregation of the Hanif, of the hypocrites, shall be desolate. There shall be no life in it. There shall be no unction in them at all. And fire shall consume the tabernacle of the bribery. They bribe one another with what? Their words, their accolades of exalting each other to falsify the report and to make one think that this one is enduring because they're doing something that's right. You're enduring your own sinful, wicked hypocrisy. And why should you complain if you're suffering for your own sin? Hallelujah. We do things to ourselves, brothers and sisters, that we suffer for. And that is just a fact. Yahweh is not mocked. And I'm glad of that. Be not deceived. Yah is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, we're going to also reap it. So what we have reaped, it is not what Brother Dave has sown that I'm reaping. I'm reaping what I've sown. It is not what he has sown that she's reaping. She's reaping her own sowing of her field. And if you do not plow the field right, if you do not put the right ingredients in the field, you're not going to get the nutrients you need. As I said to us, the soil has 90 elements in it, and our bodies need at least 60 elements that come from the soil, the minerals that come from the soil. And the only thing that this synthetic farming does, it put three of the elements back in there. Three. And the way that Yah commands us to nurture the soil, that's why the seventh year rests, it begins to restore everything that is needed. Even with the fruit trees, there's a pattern that Yah tells us when to collect fruit that one year. The first year you're supposed to let them fall and drop to the ground. You're not supposed to eat them. And in that, it does something to the bugs and the life that it creates around it. Because we're greedy and we're rebellious, that we have done things that we are out of the pattern of His Torah. And so we suffer greatly for it. In our spiritual minds and our physical bodies, there are all kinds of diseases among us, all kinds of sickness, and it should not be, because by the stripes of Yahshua we're healed. And it must begin with the cleansing of all these filthy, unclean things you have here, because what is here, it flows from your inward parts, from the living heart, from your nefesh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We must do that. Yah says that the congregation of the hypocrites shall be desolate. That's why our conversations must be on the beauty of Yah. His nu'am.
Noam. It must be on that. And our conversations are based upon flesh, isn't it? Come on, Yisrael. I don't know what it's based upon. Based upon our own selfishness and our own self-will. It is not of Yah. Toda Yah. It is truth. Hallelujah. When Eob suffering all of his afflictions, the Abba says to Eob, he said, I want you to answer me, Eob. He said, I want to show you the action. I want to show us something here, brothers and sisters. The action and the state of the hypocrite. It says in Eob, Job 36, I want to begin reading at verse 10. First of all, this is what Yah does. The Musha of Yah, as I spoke two scripted truths ago, you all sit here, many of you all did not even hear. But this is what the word of Yah says in Eob, Job 36:10. It says, Yah, Almighty Yahweh, He opens also their ear to Musha, to discipline. Now that is what Yah opens your ear to discipline. His Musha, His instruction. To discipline you, to chastise you, to correct us. What we do is we shut our ears, don't we? Like they did Stephen, they stopped their ears. Come on, Israel. They ride upon him, and they gnawed him, did they not? And that's what you do. When Yahweh opened your ears to discipline, you shut it. And when you got a house that is full of pollution and stench and every kind of vile thing, it doesn't take much to clog up the arteries. It doesn't take much to clog up the house. You put everything down your drain, grease. It doesn't take much for the drain to get clogged. And so you're putting everything down your mind, every kind of damnable, twisted lie that you have invented, every kind of unjust opinion, judgment of one that you have created in your mind. It is actually you. And so your mind is clogged, your ear where you cannot even hear the Musha of the disciplines of Yah. He has opened our ears to hear His discipline. And that He has commanded that they make teshuvah, you make repentance from your iniquity. Is that direct? Is that simple? So Yah opens up your ear to understand His Musha, His discipline. And He says, I want you to make teshuvah. I command you to get before me and to repent, that there be a change. You know the things I use to do, I don't do them no more. Since the word of Yah, Yahshua laid His hands on me. You know the way I used to walk, I don't walk no more. Since Yahweh laid His hands on me, Yahshua is the right hand of Yah. The places I used to go, all the talk I used to talk. Now the reason you talk that way, because your heart is full of iniquity. Hallelujah. When Yahshua comes in, there's a transformation. And there's a change. So He says, Yisrael, I want you to hear my Musha, hear my instructions. And when you hear them, I command that you make teshuvah, repentance from your Torahlessness ways. You know it's not according to the Torah. The Torah teaches us how to judge one another, how to clear the opposition of the enemy that creates barrenness between each other, and we walk like fools. Why are you so foolish that you're bewitched so? That you actually think you're living at a standard that's greater than your brothers and sisters. You are a damn ignorant fool. It's by the mercies of Yah. That's why His mercies are... Oh, His mercy is just renewed to you every day, mama. His mercy is renewed to Israel every day. Even to the sinner man. Even to the wicked man. We are stupid as ignorant people. We don't know the word, and that's the truth, mother. We don't know the word of Yah. That's why we pray. I said to a young man that visited me yesterday, my prayer, my brother, is that Yah raise up the Nobi, the man that will speak in the Ruach, the spirit of Eliyah, and that he will cause the fire to come down out of Hashemayim. What fire? Well, the fire of the power of His word. His word is a consuming fire, isn't it? That's what we better pray for in this hour.
Hallelujah. And he commands us that we make teshuvah, repentance. I mean, a repentance that is sincere, not this false. I'm sorry. and go about doing your own activities. That's wicked. It's one of deep sorrowfulness, one that is felt, one that brings about a shamefulness, one that makes you so ashamed. Yeah, how was I led that way? Yeah, please. Yeah, if you're sure, don't allow me to walk that way again. I'm so sorry. Even when you think about the mercies of God, yeah, I'm so wrong. I don't know. Your beauty, yeah. Come on. Not this damnable trash we call repentance. To repent to do it again. Come on, my brothers and sisters. You said you've made teshuvah of that, and you're doing it again 2 months down the road, 1 month. You think you've done well for 2 weeks, and all of a sudden you flare up like a jackass railing from his master. That's the way we are. I want y'all to raise up the pastors, the raha, after his left. Hallelujah. That will teach me the truth. I want truth. I'm not here to play around. I'm not here playing around. You go out there, you play around. I'm not playing. Hallelujah. The only thing I play is basketball. Hallelujah. I don't play around with this. There's no folly in this. This is sincere. Yah says, if they should mock and serve Yah, serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity in Tav Tub, in the plenteousness of Yah, and their years in Noim, pleasure. And that Noim of Yah, it is singing. It is a sweet fragrance that flow from you. It is a lovely sound, the Noim. Now, is that what the word of Yah says? And they shall spend their years in pleasure in the Noim. You're spending your lot of years. We're getting close to the, I know I am. I'm getting on down the road for the checkout time. Hallelujah. Oh, that's a fact. I know that. I'm not that ignorant. And Yah says, I want to spend my last days in Noim. In the precious of Yah, in the beauty of Yah, in his presence with singing and sweetly singing the songs of rejoicing unto my Abba. I'm getting close to the checkout line. We can think what we want to. Oh, there are you that are young that we don't know the day, but I know for a fact I'm getting closer. Hallelujah. If I live 60 years, that's 7 years ago, that ain't nothing. If this shall be around that long. So I know I'm getting close to the checkout time. So I want my life to be spent in Noim. I want to be spent in the presence of Yah. And he tells us how to do it. If you shall shemak, if you open your ears to Yah to hear, and just serve him, obey him, obey the Torah, keep this living power of Yahshua, this promise of Yah in us, then our day shall be one of prosperity. Our day shall be tov. It shall be tov. We shall have beautiful days. I love waking up in the morning. I love smelling the coffee, as they say. I love to rise and feel my members and my body functioning the way it ought to. That gives me great pleasure. I'm not going to get up and murmur and mutter like a child of hell. I'm alive. Well, your ankle hurting, that's all right. I'm alive. I tell you, pouring that concrete the other day, I said to, I don't know which brother, someone I was talking to, I said, I went to bed Thursday night. I did not wake up until that morning. I did not wake up one time during the night. That was labor there. Sure it was. But it was sweet. It was a beautiful labor. Working with the brothers. Hallelujah. We all toiling. Yes, it was. Didn't have to give the wretched. Everyone knew what they had to do, and everyone paying attention to that. Come on, Yisrael. See how beautiful and how pleasant it is for brethren, for the brothers, for the ak, to dwell together in unity, to work, to labor. Hallelujah. Well, Some of the brothers poor, some of yours slack. Well, sure, Brother Pat did. Absolutely, Brother Christie. Sure, Deacon Benny did. Sure, Brother Dale. Come on, brother. Get some boots somewhere. I don't have my go see Sister Kathy, Brother Dolphus. Man, get Deacon Horns if you have to put your shoes on inside of them. Come on, man. Hallelujah. Did he pull the slack on them? Well, he came out there when Brother Patton was pulling that, sliding that big boy. No one had done it all day. He took his rake and helped and made it easier, didn't he? That's nice. And so I'll take my rake. And he took his rake, so we all helping them. We were just that ignorant. We didn't know. So it's a beautiful thing. It's a pleasurable thing. Hallelujah. And so when you have pleasures like that, you can sing well at night. That's why my sleep was sweet. Behold, he give his beloved sweet rest. And he sure did. Hallelujah. He gives us that kind of comfort. Our days shall be filled of prosperity and no'im. We shall have the pleasures of Yah, the sweet sounding of his praises and the loveliness of his sweetness shall flow from us. Not this dead, cold, crazy, immature attitude that's based upon your little child, immature, ignorant, numbskull mindset. A mind is dictated by what the word of Yah says. Our emotions are based upon what the word says. Come on, Yisrael. I'm speaking life to you today. You condemning us. No, it's your own sin. Your own wicked heart condemn you. And if that condemn you, Yah's greater than that. You better know, you better get it right. Hallelujah. Yes, I love the fellowship of the brothers. Whether it's fishing, whether it's laboring, I love it. It's a sweet, fragrant mother. I just love it. I love it. Hallelujah. I love taking the slack too. If this one is can't bear the weight, I don't mind taking it. Hallelujah. I don't mind outworking this brother. Why? Because I know we have one objective. And that's to get it done. We're on the home stretch now, sister. You're on the home stretch, mother. You can't mess up now. You're on the home stretch. No, sir. It's no going back. You're on the home stretch. And the more we go down the stretch, the narrower it gets. You can't even turn now. You can't even turn now. You can't turn and look back. The tunnel is getting narrow and narrow. Hallelujah. We can see the homecoming day. That's a fact. I know it's a fact. I don't fear that. I know that's a reality. Hallelujah. I know that's a reality. Come on. You can walk in your unpleasurable ways that create this poison toxicity in your mind against the Torah of Yah. You're a fool. You are a flat fool. The mercies of Yah to us, Israel, that we may make teshuva unto Yah. Verse 12. He said, but if you obey not, but if they obey not, they shall perish by the sword. Now, I don't bear the sword in vain here today. If you don't obey these simple truths, you're going to perish. I warn you, you're going to perish. You're going to be destroyed. And they shall die without the da'ats. You will die without the knowledge of Yah. You will die without the knowledge of your sins and your corrupt way. He says, but the hanaf. The hypocrite, the honeth, the hypocrite in love. This is what the hypocrite does now. The honeth. You're not a hypocrite. It's one thing that you do. In your love, you heap up anger. Anytime you got a wife or a husband, that is always anger in them, they are hypocrites. They're fools. That's what the heart of a hypocrite does. This is what the book says. You want to raise hell, you raise it with Yah. He said, what a hypocrite. It's one that's not going to obey what Yah instructed Eob in the beginning. It's going to be a man without the Torah. But it's one thing that the Hanef tells the hypocrite. In their love, they will heap up anger, wrath. Always angry. Always. I will, my brother. Come on, wife. Come on, husband. Every time you go in the house, you're angry. Come on, man. Come on, woman. Please don't think you get angry. You're a hypocrite. Told her mama, clap them hands. Give them a praise offering. It makes no difference how you respond.
It says, but the hypocrite, the honif in hearts, they heap up anger. You know what a heap is? They make a pile. And it doesn't take much for them to get crazy. Can I have that? No, you can't have it. Come on, hypocrite. Oh, you folks don't like me, but that's all right. I love the word of Yah. And ye shall know ha'imhatza. And the truth of Yah shall make you free. It makes you. See, Yah trying to make your mind right. These are not my sayings. This is not me interjecting anything here. It's the word of Yah. Hallelujah. But the hypocrite, the honif, the hypocrite in love, heap. They build up wrath or anger. They build up anger. They cry not when he binds or when he assaw them. They don't even cry when Yah binds them. When Yah show them the hypocrites, they don't even cry. Do y'all hear me? That's what the hypocrite does. They don't say, oh Yah. Even when Yah binds them, they don't even cry. You parents, have you ever? I recall my mother in my lying ways of hypocrisy, and because I did not oblige her in the Torah of our home, she would take the stick to my buttocks, and in my vile nature, I would say, "I'm not going to cry." Okay, Mama, maybe we don't want to experience that. And Mama, when she would see that, then it would cause her wrath to rise even more without... She would be indignant then. She didn't care where she hit your head. She would try to kill you. And then you broke down when you showed the crying or the humility. See, Yah save is such as of a broken heart. He's near those that have a contrite ruach. And so when Yah shows you a hypocrite, that he binds you, he puts you, that's what it is. It's like a parent says, you listen to what I say. And they're bound, they can't move. And so Yah speak to us today to show us that. He show us that we're hypocrites. We have this honif, this Torah-less matter of this attitude. And then we don't even cry when he show us that. That's a mind that's seared, brothers and sisters. That's a mind and a love that's so hard. So hard that it has no reality as to who Yah is. And that's what the hypocrite does. The hypocrite, when you tell them of their ways, they become hardened, don't they? They get angry as hell. They want to dispute. They want to fight. They want to reject it. That's what a hypocrite does. And they all want to show you what you're doing. It's almost like a child, a parent saying, boy, you did well, Mama, you doing that. Well, Mama, you do that. Daddy, you did that. Well, you did it. Why I can't do it? You children ever say that? Yes, they have. And so that's what we say to Yahweh. That's what we say to him. Yahshua did not do it. Hallelujah. And the elderly ones, they're wise enough. They've experienced things that they don't want you to go down the road. That's what counsel is. It is to keep you from the path and the crooked path of error, whereby the enemy seduces you and draw you unto him. It is not your brother or sister seduce you into a path of error and to reject truth. It's your own mind, your own consciousness, your own bewitching, whereby you can obey the Torah. Who hath bewitched you that the mercies of Yah was shed upon you today? Listen to me. The mercies yesterday and the day before. We are here today, so there have been days that the mercy has been shown unto us. And then we harden our love against one another and not appreciate the mercies of Yah. And even though we were wicked, destined for hell, and we deserve the wrath of Yah, and he showed you mercy. And yet we don't even know how to show mercy to each other. When my sister, my brother sinned against me, forgive them. You are a fool and a jackass. That's what this world has done to your mind. That's why you walk in hypocrisy, because you don't know the power of Yah. I'm not retracting one word. I don't care how it comes out. As long as it is the sword and it pierces your heart, I want to run the blade through the center of your mind and cut the wicked fat out. Not one word will I repent of. Hallelujah. The hypocrite, you will know when you find one, I don't care if it's your husband, I don't care if it's your wife, when there is an anger that is so that can be sensed, that can be smelled, that's a hypocrite. They have no Torah of Yah. They have a form of the Sadiq of Yah, but they deny the power. They deny the truth, Yahshua. They deny Yahshua. We can do all things through Yahshua that strengthen us. Come on. We can do all things in Him, sister. We can. I don't care what it is. There's nothing unbearable that we cannot endure. If we suffer with Him, we go to reign with Him. Many are our afflictions, are they not? So what we do in all things we give Torah, do we not rejoice in that? You don't have the Torah of Yah, that's why you can't do it. And that's why you get hard, you look hard, your expression, there is no esprit of the jovialness of Yah, of the liveliness of Yah in you at all, period. You can pretend outwardly you look that way. Oh, bless you, sister. I'd rather, ha ha. But there's nothing there. Hallelujah. So a wife or a husband, when they heap up anger, you know that's the spirit of a hypocrite. When you get angry about the smallest of things, come on, you are twisted. Your mind is twisted as hell. Come on, there are folks that get angry about that. There you sitting here get angry about nothing. You hypocrite. Where my brother? You get angry about nothing. It has no value. You just get, well, you fool. You fool, woman, man, you are. Just get angry about nothing. Pastor Roberts, you fuss. I know I fuss. All the time. Come on, brothers. Get the job done. We it's getting late in the evening. It's getting late in the evening. You see, it's getting late in the evening. The sun's going down. Don't have no time to. We got to get it done. And the sun is going down. Even the son of Sadiqah. Yahshua doesn't shine in us like he once did. Why? Because the reality of him is not valuable to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said they die in their youth, the hypocrite. They act just like children. They die in their youth. They die in their youth and their lives among the unclean. They're among the unclean. And the unclean is the Kadashi. And that means those that worked in the temples of the male prostitutes, what we call faggots. Their lives, they're as unclean as faggots. And that's what they like to spend their life among, the unclean. They love unclean things. They're like leopards. They don't have the cleansing power of the Ruach of Yah resting upon them. There's nothing more vile than a hypocrite. And that's why the enemy make us believe that we're right. And our own wicked self-righteousness, which is as a filthy rag. And we can carry on day after day, hour after hour, doing the same thing, acting the same way, and think there's no consequences to it. You're among the unclean. You're among the male prostitutes of the temple, of the houses of idolatry. And your idolatry concentrate only on you. Your attitude is all about you. Always someone doing you wrong. That's not so. Yahshua has suffered for us once. You have not suffered for anyone, man or woman. It's Yahshua the Lamb. You ain't suffering for nobody. You don't even want to suffer for yourself. You don't even want to be corrected. Speak to me, Yah. Straightforward. Hallelujah. I want to be real.